Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Wow, I had the podcast almost done. And then the phone rang. It was my dad's doctor. So, of course, had to take it. And I thought that maybe the podcast would still be sitting there in the app. But of course, it was not. So now I have to re-record it. Par for the course. Okay, today is the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. This is such a well-known Marian apparition. What is a Marian apparition? It's where Mary shows herself across the world to people and then sends a message, typically to pray and fast for all of the sinners out there. That's pretty much her consistent message. Pray the rosary, fast for all of the sinners. I mean, we've got to do our part. Yeah, we got to work on our own lives, but we should be out there praying our rosary and praying for the peace in the world and praying for all those sinners out there. Because Mary, her heart is breaking. All of her children, you and me included, are all suffering. And prayer is powerful. So today, I would like to ask all of you to spend some time getting to know Our Lady of Guadalupe. What's the story? What happened with Juan Diego down in Mexico? Did you know that they were in the Aztec practice? Millions and millions and millions of people were sacrificing babies. And then Mary comes down there, and millions were converted based on what happened with the roses and his tilma and all that stuff. But I don't want to spend time on that in this podcast. It's really interesting, and I want you all to begin to do your own journey of research so that when you're reading, it's touching your heart. So bone up on Our Lady of Guadalupe. Just go out there and search her name and put Catholic, and you'll get a bunch of articles that will fill you in. Also, take a look at her picture. And they point out all of these things about that beautiful picture that you see everywhere. And it shows that she's with child. And it shows certain symbols all around that photo. And it describes it. It's really, really pretty cool. And the cool thing is it was an apparition and miracles that happened right with us in the Americas. Our Lady of Guadalupe, looking over the Americas. I have a devotion to her, period, but especially Our Lady of Guadalupe because of my healing. And I'm telling you, you can have miracles happen in your life too. If you just pray to her specifically today from your heart, whatever it is, it may be a healing, it may be something that you desire, like a future dream. It may be a temptation. It may be just that you want God into your heart more. You want to do his will. Maybe it's that you want to love her more. Mary, give me the grace to love you like Jesus does. Jesus, help me love your mother like you do. And talk to her. Talk to her like she is the perfect mother. Cry to her if you have to. I know I have had so many emotional conversations with her with my dad. And I just have to give it to her. Like every morning when I wake up, I have that few seconds of cluelessness, which I love. I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm happy to be alive kind of thing. Hi, Jesus. Hi, Mary. And then all of a sudden, boom, reality hits me like a ton of bricks. I'm back into, oh my gosh, my dad. Oh, and then the tornado and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, I just give it to Mary. Mary, please help me. Help my dad. Please take us to Jesus for some mercy, for some healing, for a miracle. Today is powerful. So many people have had experiences with Our Lady of Guadalupe. People make pilgrimages. We have a Our Lady of Guadalupe shrine here close to me in the suburbs of Chicago, and people migrate there in whatever weather there is. And I remember one year it was so cold, but people still went and they were walking on their knees. I mean, just such reverence. All right, Our Lady of Guadalupe. I don't care what it is, sit down and pour out your heart to her. Follow it up with the rosary. That's truly meditative. I think I'm going to do that again. I prayed my rosary this morning, but I didn't really meditate. I may actually take my own rosary reflection and meditate, because I'm going to be honest with you, that's probably the only one where I pay attention the whole time. And it is pretty weird to listen to yourself while you're praying. I'm going to tell you that. But it's purposeful. I created that rosary with different words and reflections and scripture verses and emotions to help us all truly meditate. Now, I know my mother is my mother, and I'm not talking about Mary. I'm talking about like my literal biological mom, or figurative biological mom. I don't know the right ways to use literal and figurative, but my legit mom, my biological mom, and I know she's a little biased, maybe, but she told me, and she's honest always, to a fault, to be quite frank, but she said, you have got to get your rosary reflections out there, because so many people don't pray the rosary. They don't meditate on it. She says, I can't tell you how many times I've cried to your rosary. And I said, Mom, that's just because I'm your daughter. And she's like, no, it's because of the Bible verses and the thoughtful reflections after each one. She said, people need this. And I said, that's actually how I started. I'm doing my book with Perusia Media, and I just brought up the reality reflection, that would be this podcast's name, the rosary reflections for the distracted person. And that's where he was like, oh, let's put that on a USB. Let's get that out there for everyone. And anyway, all that being said, if you happen to be listening to those on my YouTube channel, I just took that down. I unlisted it. So if you were a person that listened all the time, send me an email, Kendra@KendraVonEsch.com, and I'll take care of you. All right, other than that, I want you to go to Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and trust, like, bring it to her with childlike trust. Like when a child goes up to mom and asks mom something, totally expecting a yes. That's what I want you to do today. Full confidence. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, come Holy Spirit into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies. We are in the second week of Advent. It is the beautiful feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we want to pray to Mary. We want to have a devotion to Mary. We know that being a part of the Catholic Church means that we venerate her, that we love her, and that we run to her for protection, to help us go to her Son's Sacred Heart for healing. We also know, Lord, that Mary is the mediatrix of grace, that you have given her the power to have sway over demons and angels and all of your creatures. She so deserves that, Lord. And so we ask Mary now, Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Help us all in our walk. You know our hearts. Help pour grace out into our souls and help us to receive that grace and not deny it, not walk away from it, not overrule it with our will. Holy Spirit, we know that you are fully in Mary, and we ask that you do the same with us. Fill us to the brim with your Spirit, your joy, your peace, your love, so that we can be Christ's today to ourselves and to everyone that you put in our path. Our Lady of Guadalupe, please listen to our petitions. Take it to your heart. And then please take them to Jesus. And only God's will be done. In your name, Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ooh, Mary, Mary, Mary. I am so happy that my journey has turned with her. I am not nearly as devoted as many, many people I know, men and women. I'm not. I'm getting there, though. I know that with her, my life is going to be so much better. And without her, not as good. Right? Okay, everyone. Find something more with God and Mary, soul, mind, and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.